My name is John Erling, and today's date is March 30th, 2022. Joyce, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Joyce Brenda Jackson.
And why are you laughing?
Because in school, everybody said my name was backwards because everyone that had the name of Joyce, it was the middle name. It was Brenda Joyce. Yeah, and so they would always say, well, your name is backwards.
Oh, how funny. Your date of birth?
10/28/1944.
And that makes your present age?
77.
All right. And we're recording this interview here at the Oklahoma History Center. We're right across from our state capitol. And I'm happy to say that Voices of Oklahoma and the Oklahoma History Center are in partnership together. We do the same work. We collect, we preserve, and we promote all this great history of our state. So, Joyce, where were you born?
I was born in Anadarko, Oklahoma.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name was Lilia May Walker.
And where was she born and grew up?
She grew up here in Oklahoma, but mostly in El Reno.
Describe her personality. What was she like?
My mother was one of those people that was loved to be involved in lots of community things, and she was very popular, had a beautiful smile, and I thought she was the most beautiful woman in the whole wide world. And I was the oldest in our family of kids, but I always thought that my other sisters were more beautiful, you know. Like I said, I was really bashful in school, and my mother had such an outgoing personality. When we went to school, she knew all the teachers, and they knew she would be up there if anything happened to us.
So. Yeah. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two sisters, my sister Johnny and my sister Melva, and I had a brother, Walter, and then I have a half-brother named George Arnold. He lives in California, and my half-sister in California is named Donna.
Thompson. Are they all living?
No, the only ones that are living are the ones in California, Donna and George, who we call Tom. All the time, because when he was a little kid, he used to beat on everything and like Tom. But my other sisters and brothers have all passed away.
Yeah. So what would you draw from your mother as you were growing up and look back on? I got that from my mother.
Well, I guess getting involved and being involved in the community. I didn't realize she had planted that because I thought mother's always at these affairs that was at church and the affairs in the community, and if they were having picnics or whatever they were doing and if they were raising money for something, mother was always involved. And she didn't finish college, and she always wanted to be in the organizations that presented young ladies. So she sent me to... She sent me to charm school because she thought I might become a tomboy. So, yeah.
How old were you when she sent you to charm school?
I was like, I was about 10. Mm. And I thought that was silly, go to charm school. But my teacher was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful black woman. And she taught us how to be young ladies, how to sit properly, eat properly. And so I ended up enjoying it. But when she first talked about it, I thought, oh, that's so silly. And because I ran around with all the boys in the neighborhood, you know, and they started looking at me a little differently after I did that. So, but
how thoughtful of your mother to do that. Isn't
yeah,
that great?
Yeah.
Then your father's name.
My father's name is George Arnold. That's why I have the two half-brother and sister in California, George Arnold. And my mother and he had divorced because they had divorced, I don't remember when, but the majority of my life I was with my stepfather and mother. And my stepfather was an absolute angel. He was wonderful.
And his name?
His name was Walter Walker.
Okay.
And so when I went to school, my name was in Walker.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then let's draw on him, his personality that must have influenced you.
My stepfather was very laid back. He grew up in Watonga. He grew up on the farm. He had been in the service. He was kind of quiet, very deep. Daddy was, I called him Daddy, and I called my real father Daddy G, because what my real father did to our childhood is all the time we were growing up here in Oklahoma, my daddy had moved back to California. So about every 2 years, like clockwork, we would, my sister Johnny and I would go to California and go to school. And so I guess I had the the experience of having been in an integrated situation in California and then come back home, and you're always in a segregated situation. And that's, yeah. So that happened my entire life, because when I graduated from Douglas High School, that same year, I went to California to go to college, because my daddy wanted me to go to school.
Well, that was good for you to get in an integrated situation. Was that, can you think back, and was that difficult or nerve-wracking for you to come in at first?
At first, it was, because coming from Oklahoma, being in an all-black situation, and then going to California, and the younger years, we went to school in Fresno. And then as we got older, we went to school in Oakland. But in Fresno, in that area, there was a lot of farm kids that we went to school with. And so a lot of Hispanic kids, a lot of Asian kids. It was just different for me. Like I said, I was very bashful. And so, but I made great friends. Really didn't have any negative experiences in going to that integrated school. I do remember a little Hispanic boy that said that I must drink a lot of coffee. And I said, I don't drink coffee. And he said, well, you're really black, so you must drink.
Yeah, that's something.
And so I told my grandmother, and she said, oh, these kids don't know anything, you know. But that was the only, and it was just kind of strange for me. But other than that, I really didn't have any negative experiences in attending school in California. It's when I began coming back to Oklahoma. And then realizing that you're in a bubble.
So what year about?
Well, it really hit me, I think, during the period of time that I was in school under Miss Looper, because we were living in Spencer then and living in the Parker's Heights edition, which is where Dungy's school was. And Miss Looper was always telling us that we were as good as and should be allowed to not have to pick up our lunches, buy our food, and pick it up at the back door, and not be allowed to sit in a restaurant. And I didn't have the opportunity to go to New York when she did the play, but because my parents didn't have the money. But Miss Looper raised money for everybody to go.
Okay, and we're going to get into more of that.
Yeah.
But I had to take a note here. You keep talking about shy, because you are obviously not shy. So when...
I think that person is still in there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Because I can be in an environment where lots of people are mingling, yeah, and I can engage with everyone, but I can easily sit in the corner and, yep, observe,
yep,
people without, right, it really bothering me.
See, but, some, yeah, people will see a group of people and they'll run to them so,
yeah,
they can talk.
No.
But you're not that person.
No.
You'll see that crowd and that's...
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Leave them
if they
there.
Engage with me, then I'll engage with,
right,
them.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not a, what's the test? The test that they do to determine whether you're Myers-Briggs test. The test where they determine whether you're outgoing or laid back, one of those.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
You tested.
Yeah.
You tested shy.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And people can't believe that, because I've been in so many,
yeah,
out front, the person out front, or,
yeah,
starting things.
Yeah, I have that in me too.
Yeah. But I think I realized that a lot of people that are in the public eye, it started out as a make-believe.
It's weird how we can jump on stage and do that.
Right.
And the minute you get off stage, Johnny Carson was that way.
Yes.
But if I'm up here, I'm in control.
I'm in control. Absolutely.
Right.